After last week's attacks in Paris, now the politics come into play. It's true in this country, where today the White House admitted it was a mistake not to send a high-level official to represent the U.S. at yesterday's peace march in Paris. And it's true in France as well. Philip Gurevich of The New Yorker calls it Le Pen's moment, referring to France's far right.
We're talking about the National Front, which is the party, and we're talking about the Le Pen family, the father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, who started out really as a kind of a fascist street fighter at the end of the Second World War and has been pushing his way towards the center of the political scene in France ever since. And he's now an old man and gave way the presidency of the party about 4 or 5 years ago to his daughter, Marine Le Pen, who is a much more presentable and skillful politician in terms particularly of claiming that it's a new generation and that the sort of baggage that her father carried of association with the old royalist and fascist elements and the anti-Semites in particular, at least the outspoken ones, she sort of has shed that image as a kind of common touch woman who's just fighting for France not to be weakened by the European Union. And she's been very successful at sort of mainstreaming the party. And a lot of that is about rejecting, after the fact, European integration, saying we have lost our sovereignty as a country, saying we have lost control of our borders. We cannot actually impose our own border control policy or immigration policy or monetary policy. We don't have our own currency. Our presidency is weakened. We can't make our own laws entirely if we want to make laws that go against some of the rules being made in Brussels for Europe. And in this analysis, she's joined by many of the people in the mainstream parties. The difference is she says they're all complicit in the arrangement. And I'm an outsider saying this is no good.
It's always a good place to be in if you look around the world, being the outsider with no record to run against, right?
It's a very strong position. And it's a strong position at a time when you really do have a crisis. You have a crisis where the center in France is not responding to the fears and the angst and the suffering in the sense of economic hardship and miserable employment prospects and all of these social crises that you see in France over a long period of time. And so what she says corresponds to many of the grievances people have. And so she's in a strong position, and she's in a strong position as a result of the attacks of the last week. This is something her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, immediately put out a statement within hours of the Charlie Hebdo attack, saying, ah, we've been predicting this for a long time. This right. is just the beginning of the beginning. He didn't say, of course, this plays beautifully into our hands. That would have been grosser than even he usually is. But it was obvious, and it had been long seen that way. And that's very much the analysis in France as well, that Hollande says we're stronger than ever. But having to put 10,000 troops into play in your own home country and being unable to open a synagogue for Friday night prayers and having this incredible polarized tension is not a stronger position than he was in the week before.
All right, Philip, so you call your piece from this weekend in The New Yorker Le Pen's moment. What exactly is that moment?
The National Front has been saying for a long time, we know it's going to get worse. Things will only get worse. And then it's a kind of an I told you so moment. So there's an attack like this, and immediately Jean-Marie Le Pen says, I told you so. Then Hollande, the president, organizes with his party and the parties of the left that his socialists are the centerpiece of this huge march yesterday for national unity. And they don't invite Marine Le Pen. Not being invited, being excluded, actually made her the center of attention, at least in the political press for a little while, and gave her a kind of grievance and a martyrdom and a chance to say, see, here you have this hypocritical claim of unity at a moment of national crisis where, in fact, I and my millions of voters are being excluded and are not being actually recognized as having serious issues when we're the only party, as she likes to say, that has no responsibility in creating the current constellation of troubles that is exploded here. And so she's playing politics. She's skillful at it. Hollande recognizes that. Everybody recognizes that. And it's a moment that's ripe for her to exploit.
Philip Gurevich is a staff writer for The New Yorker. Philip, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Great talking to you.